You're ready? I'm ready? We're ready. Okay, so today is a new, we are going to do a new introduction. So it's been pointed out to us that we are not a credible source. And I just want to let you all people know that if you thought that I was a credible source, the fucking joke's on you. Because I don't ever think I'm a credible source. For one, you guys, I review mostly a bunch of stuff that is seen on TV. Okay? Right there, right out the gates, tells you I'm not a credible source.
There's a clue.
Big, massive clue. I would take it as a big, massive clue. And this comment, once again, came from YouTube, which I really don't know why the fuck I put this shit on YouTube, besides the fact that that's where my husband listens to it.
Yeah.
But I do. And this was on the Jodi Arias video. She was saying that I wasn't a credible source, I didn't do my research, and all that fun jazz. Well, I have, just to tell you guys, I have, let's see, 5 pages, front and back, of notes on that stupid bitch. And I wasted 4 hours of my life I will never get back watching shows about her dumbass. And the lady is right, the lady who made the comment, this trial is all over YouTube. So if you want a credible source,
go watch the trial.
Go watch the fucking trial on YouTube.
Yeah.
What I do, you guys, what this podcast is it's my heart and it's my soul and it's my love. I do this. Yes. Mm-hmm. I do this for fun. I do this to talk shit and joke with my cousin. I do this as a relief and to get shit off my back. Sometimes I think I'm funnier, aka the cumwats thing. You know what I mean? Like, I really, guys, I do this because I enjoy it and I love it. And I've always loved murder and I've always loved crime. Never, ever, ever am I disrespecting anybody or not putting enough time into their case or anything else. I am truly giving you guys the conversations that I do with Gene when there is no fucking phone.
Yeah.
And there's no one recording us and no one in the room. These are the conversations we have. So, on that note, you guys, this is not a credible source.
Like the news. Like Fox News.
Like, yeah, like Fox News. Haha. Or even fucking
CNN. Sorry.
We're not CNN. Yeah. We're not the Investigation Discovery Channel. We're not the Oxygen Channel. We're a fucking podcast. You guys,
we are Gene and Shelly.
You guys take this way more seriously than me and Gene do. And for some of it, I love you.
Yes. Thank you very much for all the support and listens and props.
Yes.
And it's beautiful. And even the criticisms.
Even the criticisms are fine.
We take it as constructiveness. Yeah. And let's do clear it up. Because
you know, maybe you guys didn't know. Yeah. That, like, what my objective is. Maybe you guys didn't. But now you do. The objective is truly, yes, murder is horrific.
Yes.
Truly the worst thing that could ever happen to someone.
It affects so many lives,
too. And it affects everybody.
Absolutely.
So, yes, it is very serious. But if I see a shot to make that situation, that serious situation, even a smidge funnier, I'm going for the funny side.
Well, but that's naturally who you are anyway.
That's who I am. Yeah.
Personality. And it is.
So, I'm not doing it. And that's what you guys don't understand. Okay, so it is what it is.
Amen.
Comes from... It is what it is. My belief in it is what it is it happened. It's done. It is what it is. So really, fuck it.
Mm-hmm.
We can't change it. We can't manipulate it. We can't do anything.
Whether it makes sense or not sometimes. Yeah, usually not. For hell's sake.
But it is what it is. It's already happened. So you guys, we love you. Please, just come. Let's laugh. Let's joke. Let's fucking talk about the worst thing in the world. Let's put these people's stories out there so people learn from them and have a good laugh.
We encourage lots of, you know...
Yeah, I mean, we give you guys fucking safety tips. Yeah, I mean,
absolutely.
We're nice. I've never once been mean to you guys until I feel like right now. But that's just really, and I'm in like this really dark place in life right now too. This really, it's not dark, it's just super sad and gloomy. So like, I'm taking it probably a little more personally than I normally would on a typical day.
Yeah.
Maybe. And that's fine. And just so you guys know, that's the heater. And if that's too loud, I am truly so sorry, but it's like Antarctic here in Idaho. So yeah. It's freezing. So the heater has to be. Or else we would die, and we would be cold, and then who gets to talk shit then? I'm dead.
Well, not in an hour.
Girl, you don't know. You don't fucking know. I haven't smoked since Tuesday. I could fucking die, guys. I could. My body could go into hypoproleptic shock or something.
Good job, by the way.
Well, thanks.
Absolutely. Proud of you.
Mind over matter. Okay, so this week's story...
Onward.
Wit, yeah. Oh, yeah. By the way, this is what it is. What it is. I'm Shawn Marie.
I'm Jean.
What the fuck is up?
Hi, folks.
Welcome. And for most of you, you guys, this may be your first episode because of what we're talking about.
Yeah.
So please, if it is, that first 6 minutes was not towards you, please feel free to just, it is my children. Just ignore that. Sorry.
They're
just skip it. Just skip it and know I'm awesome and I love you already for listening.
It's probably too late for them to skip it. They already heard the whole damn thing.
Oh, well, true. Well.
I love you.
I suckered you in.
Who are we doing?
Like I tell everybody, you guys, I don't think you guys would notice half my fuck-ups if Jean didn't point them out all the
goddamn time. That's not true, Lord.
She Great. Does. Now she I'm does. A, she I'm has the deep. Weakest lungs in America. And now this. Anyway. Okay, so you guys, I don't know if y'all know, but you guys should, because this is national news out of my back door. Not my back door.
No.
Our back door.
Oh, no.
And it's only 45 minutes away from where we currently sit. How fucking cool is that? Awesome. It's a national fucking news. We just identified a body...
Oh, yeah, in the mine.
Mine? It's a goddamn cave. Mines. We don't mine in Idaho. Well, we used to.
We
used to. I'm not dumb. I do know my state history. We used. Yeah. Yeah. That's not where we found him. Okay. He wasn't mining in a damn thing.
He was in a damn cave.
He was in a cave. A cave. A crevice in the earth. When I looked up cave, that's what it said.
A crevice in the earth?
That was one of the definitions. Oh. A crevice in the earth. I was like, oh, well, that's self-fucking-explanatory, ain't it there?
Did it have a picture Jeeves. Of the bat cave?
Oh, it should have. That would have been great.
Yeah.
That's out. Anyway, so we're going to talk about good old Du Bois.
Michael Jackson.
And it is that's called, it's joke. Du Bois, by the way, you guys...
It's not. Should we spell it D-O-B?
It's not. I-O-S. Well, D-U-B.
I-O-S.
Right. So.
Pretty country over there.
It's gorgeous. Yes. Over there. Jean, it's 45 minutes away. Okay, so over yonder.
Over yonder.
The window break.
There's a bunch of trees.
It's very gorgeous. In the non-gone land.
In caves.
You guys don't even understand where we drive on a day-to-day basis. This bitch goes to Shelley, okay?
No,
Du Bois not as often. Is not as far from... Y'all don't know. Okay, anyway, sorry. But we did, we guys. We found a body in there back in 1979.
Yeah.
40 years fucking later.
So he was skillified.
He has a name. Well, calm down, Jean. God, should I just skip to the end? Yeah, he's done, guys. He's
You introduced it as we found a body.
We found a body, and, you know, we found him, so podcast over. See you guys later. Now you guys didn't get informed. Now make a comment. Just kidding. Okay. So, I'm just going to start off. I'll just start off where I was going to start off. I'm not going to try to skip around. Okay, so it says, on D-Boys, no one could guess the identity of a man's body who was found in the civil defense caves in 1979. After 40 years, anthropologists, scientists, and volunteers from Idaho State University all the way to the Smithsonian. Yeah, why can I not say that?
You should go there. It's actually badass.
Is it really?
Mm-hmm.
The FBI and the FBI tried to find out who this man was, but no one could figure it out until, I believe, either December 31st or January 1st. I'm going to go with January 1st because sure. It's a new year. Why the fuck not? See, you guys, and I say that shit all the time. I'm going to go with. How the hell is that credible? I make up stories in my head all the time. Sorry, guys. I'm stuck on it. Like, I really am. Okay, anyway. I hypothetically say January 1st, 2020, a news conference was held by the Clark County Sheriff's Bert May. Sorry, Bert, your name's kind of weird. And others involved in the decades-long investigation. The body was well preserved. There was still skin on it.
Oh, wow.
Ugh. And the reason why I think, once again, they did not discover that, they didn't say anything about this, but I think he was only well preserved because those caves, dude, like up in the mountainy areas. Okay, people, you guys know, have seen mountains. I'm assuming 95% of you guys have seen a mountain. It's shaded. You know how it's all shady. The caves and all that shit up by the craters of the moon and all that nonsense, they're shaded, so they're colder.
Mm-hmm.
And it really never gets too hot.
Over in Du Bois?
Well, yeah, in Idaho in general. We're usually chilly.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm cold.
We're dying at 100 degrees.
What yeah. Like, if we hit 90 here, and all of us are like, this is apocalyptic shit. We're going to die.
No, you just go swimming.
Ew. And we have like a gem lake here. Like, that's what they call it. It's the grossest thing you'd ever put your feet into.
Drive the girls over to Boise. There's a really cool water park.
Boise's amazing.
Yeah.
Okay, but we're going to get to Boise because that's where all these lovely people are from. So, like I said, the body still had skin on it. Gross. Anthropologists.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Believed that he may have been in the cave for only 5 to 10 years. When the DNA... Yeah, dude, that's how well he was preserved. He was so well preserved that they estimated 5 to 10 years. Dude's been there for 40. Insane. You are very well preserved.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry, but I think my husband knew I was recording. And so this is the best time to vacuum.
No, it sounds like a NASCAR race. It's fine.
Christ.
It's cool.
So anyway.
He spilled cereal.
Knowing, probably.
Yeah.
Anyway, but when the DNA Doe Project, which I guess they originated to help adoptees find their families.
Oh, cool.
Which, my older sister...
That's like the one that they'll do that with homeless people and give them a phone to call somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Straight up.
That's precious. But,
well, they give them the choice. They ask.
I like that.
Mm-hmm.
That's cute. I like that.
Yeah. Well, it's one of those that makes you cry.
Yeah. That's super precious.
Yeah. Anyways, sorry.
I like that a lot. My older sister, well, she's my half-sister. We have the same father, different mothers. But, like, even her, dude, I could only imagine, like, not knowing, but, like, wanting to know. She did get to meet her mom before her mom passed, but we won't go into that shit. But anyway, I know who my mom is. And no, I'm not being insensitive. My sister would laugh. Don't fucking cry for her. Anyway. So, like I said, they thought he was in there for only 5 to 10 years. But they, when they put the genealogy and the DNA and all that stuff together, they learned that he had actually been in the cave since 1916.
1916?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Just hanging out?
Yep. The leader of the Doe Project, Anthony Redgrave, said, which, by the way, you guys, I watched this conference with, which obviously I did because I'm telling you guys about it. That was dumb to say. But I did. Talk about the sweetest, cutest little guy ever. And he was bald and had a really big red beard like my husband.
Mm-hmm.
And he was cute. And he had a really cute voice. Anyway, sorry. So, Joseph Henry Lovelace was born December 3rd, 1870 in Payson, Utah. The territory. Joseph was a notorious outlaw, bootlegger, jailbird, and murderer. According to the newspapers at that time. So, newspapers and everybody, when he was first discovered, okay, thought that he had died probably in like 1969, 1979. Mm-hmm. Because
they didn't look that
up. Yeah, because they didn't. Well, no, we shouldn't say that because these are esteemed people from colleges and shit. Like, these people are way smarter than me and Gene. But they just assumed wrong. They weren't a credible source for Minnie Moon.
We have better shit now.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
So when it was discovered that he actually truly was there since 1969, everybody was fucking shocked. And everybody was like, oh, damn. That was really good. Why was he preserved so well? Like, then all of a sudden everybody's like, well, now we have a bigger question of who, why, what, when, where, and what the hell.
Yeah.
So Idaho got to the story and wanted to solve the case.
Cool.
And they kind of did. Kind of.
What do you mean?
Well, they don't know who killed him. The case is still open. I will say that. I'll be a doorbuster. The end of the episode's ruined. But case is still open. But then again, are you really going to solve that murder? And I'll tell you why in just a moment.
People didn't post shit on Facebook back then.
So only his torso, arms, and legs were recovered. His head has never been found.
Perhaps a bear?
Perhaps the people who he did wrong took his fucking head.
Well, yeah, maybe.
That's what I would have done.
At the time?
Fuck yeah.
Records.
Today I would have done it. Might as well keep it. It's gonna be the one thing that's gonna get me busted. You guys, I'm telling you.
Fingerprints and
before, I'm not gonna lie, I was like in our before episode, I was like, oh, I'm being honest with you guys, but like this is like the for real me. Like I would keep that fucking head.
I had a feeling. When I saw this pop up, I was like,
Yeah. No, my auntie sent it to me. My auntie Lynn, I love you. Thank you. She sent it to me, and so when she sent it to me, I was trying to figure out what we were going to do, and I was like, huh. Okay.
Yeah, that's really cool.
That must be a sign from the Jeebus. What?
I was just noticed those pink stones.
Anyway, oh, I was like, cute. She just pointed at my hand, so I got super scared. Like, that's what I thought was going on, that there was, like, an invisible spider.
I would be out the door already, so.
We're in the fish room, guys. That's why you guys hear the water. No one's peeing in the background.
It's actually soothing.
Dude, I love my fish room. And we've had some fishy deaths.
Wow.
Sorry, but they died. So, it's a little quieter. So, I decided my husband doesn't get a room for an hour or two, and I get to take it over. Ha ha.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Thank you.
The picture of him that they put together, we do not know, and I will post it, but no one knows if it's...
How accurate it
mm-hmm.
is.
Because, you guys, they got the description of this man from the fucking wanted poster from him killing his wife. How amazing is that?
Wow.
How amazing is that? I am such a history
Me too.
Fanatic freak. How amazing. Well, and they took relatives and shit like that and like their features and stuff. But like their main source
was
the wanted poster.
That was square one.
Oh my God, so cool. Okay. So, the wanted poster says.
Wanted.
yes. Jean hit that very nicely. Wanted. Watts. Canarius? Is that what that is? What is it? Carnus? Cairns?
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 Cairns? Cairns? Just say
Cairns. Cairns? Okay. I don't know. It says, Watts Cairns, about 40 years, height about 5'8", 5'9", and about 165 pound, brown hair, dark brown hair, slightly gray around his ears, eyes bluish brown, a medium complexion, has little to no eyebrows, a small scar above his right eye, a tattoo of the star on his right hand in between the thumb and the index finger, which if any of you guys have party dots, that's where they are, so look down. Well, I guess if you were born in the 90s, I'm assuming you have some type of gay ass mark.
What? How the hell do you have brown blue eyes?
I don't know. I didn't figure it out, but that's what the poster said.
Okay.
And I have brown eyes. I mean, blue eyes. And everybody in my family has brown, but none of them look brownish blue. But anyway, maybe he did. Maybe that trait died with him. So anyway, and then he has a tattoo of a star on the right hand between the thumb and the index finger, and an anchor on the same place, left hand.
Oh, matchies.
Left hand. And, he wore a light colored hat, a brown coat, a red sweater, blue coveralls, and a black blue coveralls over black trousers.
Oh.
It says at the end, this is the small print. Watts, whatever the fuck his last name is supposed to have murdered Miss Agnes? Oh, sorry.
Agnes.
Not Angus.
Agnes.
Jesus.
Bitch, you didn't say anus or something right. Weird.
Oh, now we did. Agnes Loveless with an axe.
Can you imagine?
In Dubois, Idaho. Night of May 5th, 1960, he was arrested and taken to St. Anthony, Idaho, where he sawed out of the county jail.
Didn't have cameras back then. Babe.
Through the door, the night of May 18th, 1960.
Oh, fuck it up. Well, that case is solved.
Yes.
Did he make it?
Arrest/hold. And wire all information at my expense. John T. Fisher, Sheriff of St. Anthony.
So he's even willing to pay.
Yeah, he was willing to pay. Yep.
Yep.
To catch this dude.
Yeah. With an axe?
Dude, like 50 times. 50 times.
50 times.
Their 8-year-old son found her.
No.
Found her.
No.
On the side of the road in a tent. In the side of the road in a tent. So we can say right now, Joseph was not a nice man.
Well, I'm glad and that other trucker didn't have a head when they found his ass.
And he ended up in a cave, obviously, for probably good reason. So the composite of him was created by combining images of his close family and their written description. So, on August 26, 1979, a family looking for arrowheads in the cave near the entrance of the Civil Defense Cave north of Dubois, which is still not that far, to get back into the, well, not back into, but to get to, it'd probably be an hour from my house where we're sitting. Anyway, They found in a burlap and buried in a shallow grave was the headless torso of a man wearing a white shirt with blue pinstripes and a maroon sweater. At the time it was missing, at the time he was missing his legs and his arms. They searched the area but did not find any of his missing body parts. Earl Holden, the Clark County Sheriff at that time.
Yeah.
Back in the day.
What year?
1979.
Okay.
Oh, my mom was born in 1969, so she was born. So yeah, back in the day.
Back in the day.
Believed, based on his clothing the man was wearing, that he was a gambler of some sort from 60 years prior.
Oh, 60 years prior.
He gave a good estimate. I'm with him. Out of all of these guesses I've read, he won.
That's 1910?
He should have guessed. Ish. Yeah. He was, like, almost on the money. Almost.
Wow.
So, Ernest. Still performed an investigation and determined the man must have died within a decade due to the presence of flesh and the odor. Oh, Ernest Seal. Sorry, my lord, you guys. Bear with me. That's who this man was. I must
Ernest
credit
Seal?
His. Yes. Okay. And he was not the only one to have gotten the date wrong.
Well, it happens.
So this is not on him.
Yeah.
Because in 1979, the top forensic anthropologist in the world, in the whole round world, believed the remains could have been anywhere from, oh, his name is Doug. Hold on, Gene must read.
Ubelecker.
Cool.
Ubelecker?
Cool. From the Smithsonian.
Smithsonian.
I cannot say that
fucking
word.
Didn't you say the movie?
It's like aluminum foil. I cannot do it.
Say cinnamon.
Cinnamon.
Oh, damn it.
Okay. The Institute believed that the remains could have been anywhere from 6 months to 10 years. You know what I'm saying? Okay. So, being that nobody could solve this shit and nobody knew what the hell was going on, the ISU Department of Anthropology decided they're gonna solve it.
Okay.
So they still don't have the legs and the arms. We just have a torso and an outfit. 12 years later, an 11-year-old girl. This is 11 years from when his torso was found.
Okay.
So not when the Smithsonian. I'm just going to say it because I can't say it right. Anyway. So, this little girl was exploring the caves by herself. By the way, how amazing is that? Not in this day and age is somebody going to stumble across something awesome in a cave. And I look for dead bodies everywhere I go.
Do ya?
Everywhere. Like, if you guys die and drop dead somewhere weird and I'm going there, I will look for you. Don't know if that's comforting because you probably got there in a really bad way. But I'll try to find ya.
Mm-hmm.
Mission since I was a kid. Yeah. I don't know why. Anyway. So this little girl, 11 years old, is exploring the cave, having the most amazing time.
By herself, she didn't have a buddy.
No.
I disagree with that.
Which is funner, I think. I didn't.
You have a buddy.
Definitely in a fucking cave, yeah. But I'm
you
sorry.
You don't know if a mountain lion or a fucking bear is in there.
True.
Okay.
True.
Go ahead, I'm getting amped up.
So, she learned her lesson, because she found a hand sticking out of the ground. I mean, this shit's pretty dramatic when you're a little fucking kid. So, the excavation, I really, guys, was stressing all day about saying that word. Oh, God, I'm horrible. Was led by Idaho State Museum and the Idaho Museum of Natural History.
Sweet. It's in
Pocatello. It is.
Yeah.
It's in Pocatello, Idaho, or Pocatella, depending on what generation you are when you listen to this. Or Pokey.
There's three.
My grandparents call it Pocatella.
Okay.
Oh, sure. I just call it Pocatella. But they were the ones who did it, and they recovered his arms and his legs in burlap sacks. Shady? I think yes. You guys, Jean really has the weakest lungs in America, and I love it. She has since the day I met her. So, they found them. In 1997, his remains were transferred to the ISU Anthropology Department, where they remain ever since. Hmm. And now we know who he is. So, a little bit of background on him. His parents were Latter-day Saints pioneers from Utah Valley. And they were... dun, dun, dun. Polygamists. Which is also another thing.
You know, you realize they walked and shit with all their shit up here. That's like...
the polygamists? I
would run. Well, that's how they got around.
Feet? I thought the Amish did horses. Why can't they have horses?
No, they have horses and carts and shit like that. But there was a bunch of, like... there was a lot of walking. Not everybody could fit and, you know. People die on the way. You have to bury your child.
I thought those were pioneers.
That's what you just said. They came from Utah.
Oh, well, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. Oh, my God, you guys. That just all clicked for me in my head. Okay.
I almost saw that light bulb. It was very cute.
Oh, my. Okay.
I'm sorry.
Cute, guys. Okay. So, and I also, guys, I look for polygamists.
They're in Idaho.
Well, yeah. But I look for, like, the creepy, scary... y'all are creepy. The creepy, scary little town that they always show. I'm, like, escaping polygamy every time I go to fucking Utah.
Uh-huh.
Every time! I'm like, is that it? Is that it? Those five houses look the same. Is that it? Are those people all married? What's going on over there in that neighborhood? And it's, like, I look for that little town. Like, the little straight polygamous town. And, like, hey... I'm not knocking ya. Ain't my cup of tea. I ain't about to have no sister wife. Or nothing like that. Can't do it.
In your opinion.
In my opinion.
In your opinion.
The shit's so fucking crazy and amazingly cool and fascinating. Mm-hmm. That I'm like, let me just meet you.
Yeah, big but, love. I mean, I don't know what a dude's perspective on this would be. But when you could say, okay, I have 53 children or... shit like that.
But why? My two give me a migraine and you guys want to go do like 30?
Well, they have different houses.
Fuck,
they have different houses.
My baby just scared Jean. But no, dude, I don't know. I myself not cool with it. So that made the DNA test and everything way harder.
Yeah.
Being from a polygamous family.
Mm-hmm. Because they keep shit quiet. You know?
Oh, yeah.
I watched a really interesting
documentary. Well, no, it really did. That's in the article.
Documentaries on polygamy and stuff, but I don't know.
I watched Escaping Polygamy.
Yeah.
Which seemed awesome. I'll escape you. Like, I'll fucking save you. You want to do some shady-ass mission in the middle of the night? Call me. For sure. I am so
She's
down.
She's the one to do it. She's gonna be sleeping.
I'm you gonna go to be, bed, like but if you times. Called me and, like, okay, so call me twice, because then I'll think something serious happened. On the second time, when I'm like, hello, be like, bitch, polygamy save? Fuck, I'm up.
She's getting shoes on.
I'm up. And those people, I think, were saved from, like, Amish country. Amish lives, yes. Yeah, they weren't polygamous. They were Amish. It was leaving the Amish. Was it?
No, it was polygamy. You were correct.
Oh, yeah, it was.
Yeah, it was a really sad movie.
Wait, wait, are we talking about the same one where the sisters are saving everybody?
Yeah, they're trying to because they already been kicked out and some of the kids don't even want to talk to them and stuff.
Well, yeah, but is that still... That wasn't polygamy. That was the church. Multiple wives. That was the Mormon church, though, wasn't it?
Uh-uh. That's the, because that's the kind of like a break off from...
Yeah, it's called Mormon escaping religion. Polygamy, so I guess we should just fucking go with that,
FLDS stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. They think it's still okay, which, you know, people are going to believe.
What's that guy's name?
Jeff...
I thought it was Joseph.
Jeff something. He's in prison for life, though.
Well, okay. We'll do it. We'll do him. Utah's very close. We'll do him. But anyway,
got scary prisons, too.
Ooh! What are they? But he was born to Joseph Jackson Loveless and Sarah Jane
Skiggins.
Kidding.
They're probably immigrants, babe.
Probably. Yeah. When he was... Right, maybe. When he was 28 in 1899, he married Harriet Jane Savitt. Oh, that's not cute. Sorry. Harriet.
Mm-hmm.
In Salt Lake City... 5 years later, she filed a divorce on the grounds of him being a desperate failure and a massive piece of shit. Destitution. Oh, wait. That's where you leave, right?
Destitution is where you have, like, nothing. You have a tent and a couch.
Yeah, he had that.
That's it.
He disappeared and failure to support their child.
Oh.
So that was
so he grounds. Straight up went out for cigarettes and didn't come back?
Probably.
Yeah.
So, a year after that divorce, he married Agnes Caldwell in Bear Lake County, which Bear Lake is pretty far.
Yeah, it's more closer to Utah. It's,
yeah.
Have you been?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We used to have reunions there.
Well, what?
Kevin's side.
Look who's in charge now. We can do a reunion.
I'm not going to take a Kevin one to a mom one.
No, I meant the Bear Lake.
Well, that's where we... Never mind.
Fucking...
Probably. We'll have to look into it. Sorry, I'm in charge of our family reunion this year where me and Jean are.
She you does. Rolled your eyes.
Ugh.
Oh, my God.
It's... My cousin Destiny right is my
here.
Backup, too.
I am
and
right
here. Destiny is ready to roll, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to have to get serious, which is dumb.
Karen's shaking her head right now.
She doesn't listen. Anyway, so he marries her, sweet little Agnes, in Bear Lake, like we said. They had 4 kids together. He was a loser. He wasn't the non-settling type. Settling down type. They lived in a tent on the side of the fucking road. Was it an 8-year-old of theirs? I don't know where all the other children were. It doesn't say. In 1914, he was arrested for bootlegging... in Burley. A few months later, he was again arrested for bootlegging in Burley. Again. Didn't learn. But this time, he escaped from jail. But it wouldn't be the last time.
Oh.
In 1916, records show a man named Walter Garland pulled off an escape by escaping his cell bars by cutting them with a saw and stopping a train.
How do these motherfuckers get saws in prison?
He did it. I don't know.
Okay.
I'm not a part of his
in
court.
In the cage or something?
Yeah.
Huh.
On May 5th, 1918, give me your phone. Agnes Loveless was found dead in a tent that they shared with their 8-year-old son. Oh my goodness. Oh, that's slick. Okay, sorry. Hold on 1 second, guys. Okay, I found it. I'm just kidding. No, I didn't. Sorry. No, I did. But so Their 8-year-old son found them on the outskirts of Dubois. He was nowhere to be found, so automatically he became the prime suspect. The problem was, though, that him and his wife were using aliases at the time.
Oh.
Which is like, dude, this story is so badass.
Yeah.
Like, if I could go back in time, definitely two people I'd be like, I want to meet you guys. Like, them, Bonnie and Clyde. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, this is true mystery, amazing, old-timey fashion, good shit. And I just love it. So, anyway, an alias is. Because they were both bootleggers. Which is just...
It's fast money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get you hustled.
And arrested.
And arrested.
Twice!
No, okay. And we escape. Anyway... In the town, they were known as Charles and Ada Smith.
Oh, cool.
This led to confusion when they came to researching who actually killed her and who Loveless was. They did eventually come to the conclusions that Charles and Ada Smith were, in fact, Joseph and Agnes Loveless. On May 12, 1916, the Pocatello... Cardinal published an article titled Under Arrest on Murder Charge. Law enforcement has arrested a man believed to be Walter Karnins, Joseph Loveless, for Ada Smith's Agnes Loveless murder. Sheriff John Spencer of Fort Worth County in Spencer, Idaho, charged him with beating out his wife's brain.
What?
Her death resulted after 50 hours of intense agony. It is charged that an axe was wielded by her common law husband in Dubois on an early Saturday morning after she had returned home from a night of dancing in the city. According to the news article, the son had found her after she had been beaten with the axe. At their funeral, one of their children were quoted as saying, "Papa never stays in jail very long and he'll be out soon." On May 23rd, 1916, Loveless escaped from jail again by cutting the bars.
Again?
Yeah, by using a saw he had hidden in his shoe. After that, Loveless wouldn't be seen again until his headless, dismembered corpse was discovered in 1979. It is not clear who murdered him or how he was killed, and it is nearly speculation on what happened to him. His family did provide him with a headstone in the Utah cemetery.
Yeah.
But it doesn't have a death date. It has his birth date, but not a death date. So he did, at some point in time, they knew Daddy ain't on the lam. Well, he's done dead.
I wonder why was he, like, scattered? You know what I mean? They found
and still wrapped
in
up.
A cave. So when they found him, were those the pieces wrapped in burlap, or was that something else?
Yeah, that was his legs and his arms.
Okay, so where's the head and the torso?
They found his torso before, years and years before. They found the torso, the torso.
In a different part of the cave?
Yeah, at the front entrance of the cave.
So why?
I don't know.
Ripped his arms and legs off?
Must have been bad enough that someone fucking dismembered his ass, obviously. That's why I'm saying they just took his damn head.
Maybe Agnes had a brother.
Maybe it's in there. I straight asked Eric if he wanted to go to the cave.
It might be popular right now.
Oh my god, guys, meet up at the cave? Question
no.
mark. Question mark, question mark.
There might be a mountain lion in there.
Don't care. You guys, if we find the head. Amazing. That could tell a lot.
Huh.
just his head could tell a lot.
I'm sure they peeked around.
Oh, so, and why I said
in the cave,
this probably
didn't stop there, did they?
Dude, we're so lucky that they solved this now, because the living relative is 80 something years old.
Sweet.
He has a couple living relatives still.
Like relatives, like they actually knew him, or
no,
they never knew him.
No.
Yeah.
No, I guess one of them wanted, like, nothing to do with it. Another one was like, no, tell me. This is kind of fucking interesting, so let's talk about it.
Yeah.
So that's so cool. I want to be old and get that call where they're like, hey, one of your old, old family members was a legit cowboy of Idaho back in the day. And we need your DNA to compare to his to make sure he is who he is. Oh my God, yes. Yes, right now. Let's do it. Solve the mystery. Tell me everything. Give it to me all. Everything.
Dude, I don't know.
That'd be so amazing. And then you also solve a family mystery. Uncle Joseph has been looked at like a dick for many moon, 40 goddamn years.
Uh-huh.
And they're like, he just went out for fucking milk and never came back. He's a piece of shit. He was dead. In a cave. And to think, okay, so you guys, really, I'm going to assume, with a big, big cloud of assumption here, that back then, walking the forest,
yeah,
the woods, playing in caves, whatever have you, was your entertainment.
Yeah.
Okay. This is a very solid guess. Cause the man was put there in 1916. And hold on, let me go through all my Jodi Arias notes to get to. Like I said, guys, I'm on it. I don't know. So from 1916 to 1979, how long is that?
60. God damn.
Pull out the phone and do some math.
Yep, I know everybody's giggling.
I know everybody's like, it's this. So 1916.
Yep. 1979.
63 years, ma'am. It's a long time. And then someone just stumbles upon you. Well, your torso. And then no one knows. I guess there is a book. A lady wrote a book. I missed this part of the press conference, but it's in the article notes. And if you guys watch the press conference, it'll be in there. But a lady did write a book, and I guess she did think that he was who he was. That mm-hmm. that body was who they thought it was. It was her good guess. And she also, I guess there's more about Agnes's murder
mm-hmm.
in this book.
Well, who the hell? Okay, this is his wife and the mother of his child.
Who obviously was down to ride through some dirty shit.
You're gonna beat her brain
with an axe. No, out. Honey, they didn't go in. Them fuckers went out. Beat your brains out. And then your baby found you. Mm-hmm. And you lived in a tent. On the side of the road.
Okay, it's too cold for that nonsense.
Well, I don't know. But... May? Wait, in May? No.
Yeah.
You can camp in May.
Yeah.
This is before global warming.
That's true.
Now I can't wait for everybody to yell at me. Global warming's always existed. I'm not dumb.
She's being a smart ass.
Gosh. You guys are so mean to me. But you guys, this is national news right now.
Cool.
It's pretty awesome. Idaho has an amazing history.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm very happy that I'm from here. Everybody always makes fun of us because of the potatoes. Okay. But guess what? Y'all bitches love them potatoes. Don't shut up.
A lot of dumb shit happens. There's a lot of times you look in the news and you're like, oh, come on.
Oh, yeah. We do. We have dumb crime. But, like, our origin stories about cities.
Yeah.
I love it.
We have a sweet history.
We do.
Yeah.
It's very nice and very cute. And there's a matching us in China.
Japan.
It's sister, our sister city. I mean, who else can fucking say that? I'll never go there and find out, but... I went to Yellowstone. Well, because I'm not.
Well?
I'm not.
How do you know?
Because I'm not going to fucking Japan.
Have you ever been there before?
It's way too long on an airplane, and I'm scared of airplanes. I'm not going to Japan.
You take a couple sleeping pills, and I'll pinch you.
Huh, it's a car ride. You'll be fine.
Yeah. Wake up, and you have 8 hours to go.
Oh, my God. By the way, you guys, we are going to do... That just reminded me. We are going to talk about a guy. I just got Netflix back. And if you guys are true murder fans like I am, this line right here will tell you exactly who I'm talking about. He says, there's people from China, I believe. It's either China or Japan, interviewing this man. He is very big. He's like he's huge serial killer. He's confessed to hundreds of crimes. He claims that he knows where everybody's body is after some time. Anyway. And so these people are interviewing him because they are just fascinated.
Yeah.
And he goes, oh, I got stuff where you come from, too. And they're like, well, how'd you get there? He's like, I drove.
Whatever.
That's what he said in the news. I drove. To China? Okay.
They don't have a road out.
That's a long-ass road. That's a long-ass scary road. I don't want to take it. And if you guys...
It's not there. Don't worry. Yeah. He didn't fucking drive. Stop it.
I don't know. The earth could be flat. Gene, you want to argue some shit?
I've been to China. There was an ocean in the middle.
There could be a road now. No one knows. Where is Atlantis?
That's true.
That could be the road he went on. Mm-hmm. He took the Atlantis Highway. To China.
Did they cease the interview right there?
No, they all were just like, I think he's lying about that part, but he definitely did everything else. But like, he didn't drive to China.
Yeah,
even the people were like, let's not question him though, because he is a psychopath. So like, let's not fucking tell him he's wrong. You did drive, sir. Yes, you did. Was it gorgeous? You took the turn by the turn. I took that turn. They didn't want to make him mad.
I don't know at that point, man. I kind of question everything he said then, unless you can...
Oh, no, it gets fascinating, dude. I'm going to have you watch it before we do it, because literally, it's going to be one of those that it's not going to be that well. I'm not going to give you every little thing this guy did. I will give you the grand portion of what he did, and we'll talk about it, because there's a lot, and it turns out to be what it turns out to be, so if you guys have seen it, I'm not going to say, but obviously, enough hints have been dropped. But anyway, you guys, that is Joseph Loveless, the nameless skeleton from the caves of Dubois. And he is no longer nameless, still is a killer and a bootlegger and a criminal and an escaped convict. But he has a name.
Yeah.
And a death date.
Good job,
on the
guys.
Headstone. Way to go, Idaho.
Yeah.
Idaho State University did an amazing job.
Yeah.
And they volunteered. There was volunteers. You guys read the article, watch the thing, because literally there's way too many volunteers and people for me to list through. And I just won't. It's a long time. But like, if you guys were a part of it, congratulations. That's amazing.
That is awesome.
That is truly amazing. So yeah. And my brother's working on his picture and... His drawing, I wouldn't say I call it pictures because I'm his sister. But he's taking it very seriously.
You guys are all...
So.
You're giving out assignments.
Yeah, translate through my stepmom. I call it translation because I don't speak the same language my brother does half the time.
Wow.
He speaks Jackass. I speak American. So we have a translator. Works out perfectly. Love him to pieces. But yeah, so that was our story. Hopefully you guys liked it. And if you guys have any positive criticism, now would be the time.
You have to take the good with the bad.
I do. But like, you guys, really, I'm in like a really shitty mood. So like, don't come at me right now. Because like, I've literally been crying for days. And it's just a sad, sad time. So don't be an asshole. Give me like 2-3 weeks. And then come at me hard. You know, I'll be ready. Just not today.
Not today.
Not tomorrow. And not for a minute. So, show some fucking love, guys. God. That's all I'm asking for. Jesus, it's not too much.
Constructive criticism is good. Just forward them to me and I'll take care of it.
Just say you like my damn show. You know what I mean?
I'll give her a hug, guys.
Yeah, like, just be like, kudos, bitch, you're good. Pat my fucking back. Something. I'm just kidding, you guys. I don't care. But really, I do like it when you guys do talk to me. Good or bad.
Thank you.
I do.
Thank you for listening and believing in us.
Yes, and all of that good stuff. I really do appreciate all of you guys. I know I got sour about this, but it's just because to say that I do no research pissed me off instantly the minute I read it, because I put a bunch of time that I could be spending with my children into this. So if you're going to judge me, don't do it on my research. At least don't do that on my research. Say I'm a 10-year-old, because that's fine. But not my research. But anyway, yeah, I love you guys. And follow us on Twitter at itiswhatitis208, because that's where we're from. On Facebook, it is what it is, a true crime podcast. On Instagram, it is what it is, pod19. And on YouTube, if God forbid you want to go there and leave a nice comment.
It's fine.
It is what it is, a true crime podcast.
So, on your back?
Isn't that cute? It's yes. Barbie's. My babies come and play in the fish room when we're in here. So there's toys galore. So you guys, and let me just end it with this too. I have some family stuff going on, so I'm not going to give you... You guys aren't going to get 100% on Tuesday. I still am going to do it only because of promises that have been made that my life will not come to a stop and I will not get sucked up into the depressions, whatever have you. So we will try to prevail, but my little brother is going to be going to prison soon. And it's a very touchy subject. I'm trying not to cry right now as I speak of it because I love him very, very dearly and he is not a bad kid. And I just want to say, and one day we might do the statistics on this because I think it might be funny just to see how many people are in Idaho State Penitentiary for drug charges and how many people are on the street that got probation for sex crimes against children.
That's going to get a lot of...
Fucking bring it on.
Yeah.
Because in the state of Idaho, you guys...
I feel you, sister.
In the state of Idaho, if
it
you...
It feels like you get...
Sister. It doesn't fucking feel like it is. In the state of Idaho, I will fucking put this out there. In the state of Idaho, if you touch, molest, hurt, harm a child, you will get a slap on the wrist and told you were having a bad day. Meanwhile, if you are sweet, adorable, my brother... Or some sorts, and you get caught with some marijuana, or, I mean, he did have other drugs, but mainly he had marijuana on him. We're gonna fucking chain you to the pen post, dude, and take your life. Attempt to. So, we have court tomorrow, bless us. You don't have to wish us luck. We don't really fucking care if you do or not. We have our own hopes, but... So, Tuesday will be fun, and I'll update you guys, and... Hopefully, I still get my brother for a week or two. I've already come to the conclusion I've cried enough that they have to take him to jail tomorrow. They just have to. Like, I can't last another damn week, so. yeah, you guys, that's just what's going on right now. I like to be honest with everybody. So I'm in a sad state of mind. So Tuesdays might be gory as fuck, because when I get sad, nothing makes me happier than watching a gruesome murder. Fucking hate me if you want to, but that's what makes me happy. So, peace out.
I'll make you cookies when you come home.
Thank you.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks, guys.
See ya.